Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola a todos. Soy Fernando.
Welcome to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner Season 3, Lesson 14, talking about possession in Spanish.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask to whom something belongs.
You will also learn how to use the possessive pronouns mine, yours, his, and hers to respond to the question, who does this belong to?
This dialogue takes place outside on the street, and is between Ashley and her friend Maria, and a passerby.
Ashley and Maria share a personal connection, so they will be speaking casual Spanish.
However, the passerby and Maria and Ashley don't know each other, so in that case they will be using formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Mira, Ashley, una bolsa. ¿No es tuya? No, no es mía. Señorita, ¿esta bolsa es suya?
Sí, es mía. Gracias.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Mira, Ashley, una bolsa. No, ¿es tuya? No, no es mía. Señorita, ¿esta bolsa es suya? Sí, es mía. Gracias.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Mira, Ashley, una bolsa.
Look, Ashley, a handbag.
¿No es tuya?
It's not yours?
No, no es mía.
No, it's not mine.
Señorita, ¿esta bolsa es suya?
Ma'am, is this bag yours?
Sí, es mía. Gracias.
Yes, it's mine. Thank you. Maria and Ashley were really kind in giving back the bag, don't you think, Fernando?
Well, yes, of course. Someone could have taken it.
What happens if you find something? Do you take it to the police station?
No, in Mexico, people almost never hand things to the police.
Well, surely there must be a lost and found section somewhere, right?
As strange as it might seem, lost and found sections are also a rarity in most places.
So what do you do if you find something or lose something?
You could try to contact the owner if it has a number. Or you could hand it to the person in charge of the facility where you found it. For example, the shop manager.
That makes sense. And if you lose something, it'd also be best to check with the person in charge of the facility where you lost it?
If possible, yes.
Okay, good to know. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
mirar.
Look.
Mirar. Mirar.
The next word is
una.
A.
Una. Una.
The next word is
bolsa.
Bag. Handbag.
Bolsa. Bolsa.
The next word is
ser.
To be, for permanent characteristics.
Ser. Ser.
The next word is
tuyo. Tuya.
Yours.
Tuyo. Tuya. Tuyo. Tuya.
The next word is
mío. Mía.
Mine.
Mío. Mía. Mío. Mía.
The next word is
esta.
This.
Esta. Esta.
Next is
suyo. Suya.
His. Hers. Theirs.
Suyo. Suya. Suyo. Suya.
Let's take a look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Fernando, in the dialogue, Maria says, look, Ashley, a handbag. What was the word look again?
Look, as a command, is mira. Repeat after me. Mira. This is the imperative form of the verb mirar, to look.
Okay, Then Maria and Ashley figure out someone has lost her bag, and they go and ask, "Excuse me, is this bag yours?"
Which is, ¿esta bolsa es suya?
Now here, Fernando, why is there esta before the word bag?
Esta is a demonstrative adjective that tells the position of an object relative to the speaker. There are basically three options. Esta, this, esa, that, and aquella, that one over there.
And these are the ones for feminine single nouns, right?
Yes, like bolsa. Notice that earlier in the dialogue, Maria tells Ashley, una bolsa.
And that means a handbag?
Well, actually, it can mean many things. It can be a lady's handbag, a plastic bag from the supermarket, and so on. They are all bolsas.
Got it. Now let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn the use of possessive pronouns mine, yours, and his or hers. What are they, Fernando?
First thing you need to know is that there are masculine and feminine versions. Those depend on whether the object is a masculine or feminine noun.
Okay, so let's start with the masculine ones.
Mío.
Mine.
Tuyo.
Yours.
Suyo.
His or hers, and also the polite version of yours.
And now the feminine versions. Mía.
Mine.
Tuya.
Yours.
Suya.
His or hers. So, Fernando, his and hers have the same possessive pronoun in Spanish?
Yes, that's right.
And also, do these change if the noun is singular or plural?
Good point, Alicia. Yes, there are plural forms of this too.
Wow, that's a lot to memorize.
It's not that difficult. Just add an S at the end to make this plural.
Okay, let's hear the plural form.
Míos, mine. Tuyos, yours. Suyos, his and hers, and the polite form of yours.
And the feminine plural form?
Mías, mine. Tuyas, yours. Suyas, his and hers, and the polite form of yours.
Wait, we have possessive pronouns and also possessive adjectives, right?
Right. What we just went over are possessive pronouns. Mine, yours, and so on.
For those, you don't need to say the noun again.
Yes. Possessive adjectives, on the other hand, come before the noun. Words like my, your, his, her. For example, mi bolsa, which means my bag.
Okay, I get it. So it's basically like the difference between mine and my in English.
That's right.
So what would your bag be?
Tu bolsa. Your bag.
How about his bag?
Su bolsa. His bag.
How about her bag?
Su bolsa. Her bag. Su means both his and her.
Going back to the dialogue, what did Ashley ask the passerby?
Señorita, ¿esta bolsa es suya?
Ma'am, is this bag yours?
Remember that suya is the polite form of yours. ¿Esta bolsa es suya?
Is this bag yours? What if Ashley were talking to the passerby in casual Spanish?
She would say, ¿esta bolsa es tuya? Please review the lesson notes and build up your own sentences with different nouns.
Okay, listeners, I think that's going to do it for this lesson. See you in our next lesson.
Hasta la vista.
Mira, Ashley, una bolsa. ¿No es tuya? No, no es mía.
Señorita, ¿esta bolsa es suya?
Sí, es mía. Gracias.